是会合乎神的心意，或是体贴神的心意呢？
How should I do in order I can set God's will in my mind?
其实这个问题我们天天都在面对。
Actually, this question is a question we have to face every day.
天天都在思考。
We always think about it.
因为基督徒强调，凡事我们都要顺服神的旨意呀，服神的旨意。
We exercise how to obey God's will.
尤其我们面对人生重大的决定。
Especially when we face a difficult, make decision, making a decision in our life.
你在谈恋爱处对象。
When you meet someone.When you propose or you have a girlfriend or boyfriend,
你要寻找工作
seeking job,
你要申请学校
you job you apply the new school,
你要结婚生子
marriage and also giving birth,
你要买车买房
buy a car, buying house,
你要投资创业
investment,
甚至要考虑代职或全职服事
either it's a vocational or full-time ministry.
是不是要到宣教工厂去
？Either to the mission field，
有很多的这个选择当中，
Love
我想 我们都想知道哪一个才是真正是神的心意，对不对
？We want to know which one actually is really a fit God's will。
呀，其实我觉得重点并不是在于我们有太多选择而做不了决定。
Actually, the key here is not how many choices we are facing and how we make the choices.
而是当我们问这个问题的时候，这到底什么是神的心意？我相信是一种严肃的态度在面对自己的人生。
I think the key is here is do we have the sincere attitude, the serious one attitude when we make a decision?
我们希望我们所做的每一件事情都能够满足神的心意，是不是？
We hope that every decision that we make can satisfy God's will.
尤其我们今年教会的主题，我们的目标是重新得力。
Especially our today, this year, church theme is renew our strength.
而重新得力最重要的目的，其实也是正确的回到神的心意当中。
Actually, the main purpose of renewing our strength is to go back to God's will.
否则我们所做的一切努力都是枉然，同不同意？
Otherwise, all the effort that we've been investing is in vain.
当年彼得他由于不明白神的心意，他不体贴神的心意。
Peter did not understand God's will.
那这样的结果并不是只有表现出他的无知愚昧而已。
It's not only reflecting his foolishness.
甚至主耶稣还责备他是撒旦，要退到后面去。
Even Jesus rebuked him, Satan, go behind me.
可见明白神的心意，并且体贴神的心意是何等的重要。
So from here we can understand how important it is to know God's will.
好，回到我们的问题核心。
So back to our question.
到底什么是神的心意呢
？Actually, what is God's will?
可能彼得比我们更想知道。
Maybe Peter is have a desire to know more than us.
好，让我们再回到。当年发生的事情
So let's go, go back to the scripture The event taking place by the time
耶稣询问众门徒他说他是谁
So at that time Jesus asked his disciple Who do you say that I am
哦，这些门徒们就回答了哦，有是施洗约翰以利亚耶利米或是其中先知的一位
And all the disciples answered him Oh you are the prophet Elijah You are the prophet Elijah One of the prophets,
但唯有
John the Baptist,
唯有彼得他能够领受圣灵向他启示，准确的认出是基督是永生神的儿子。
So among all these disciples, only Peter can recognize who Jesus was. He's by revealing of the Holy Spirit, and he said, "You are the Son. You are Christ, the Son of the Living God."
照理说，彼得比起所有的门徒，他应该是最明白神心意的人。
Compared to other disciples, Peter should be the one who knows God's will the best.
然而这个事件之后，就是我们刚所读的这段经文呢，竟然是彼得受了启示之后，还在体贴自己的心意，仍不知道体贴神的心意。
After this event, what we can find is in the scripture, we found that Peter doesn't really know God's will, even though he got a revelation from Holy Spirit that he knows who Jesus is.
于是接下来耶稣就亲自解说了要如何体贴神的心意。
So in the following scriptures, Jesus explained to them what actually is God's will.
因此我要从以我们刚刚所读的这段经文，我们来一起学习。
So I'm going to share with you the portion of this scripture.
当我们期待能够重新得力，我们也要知道如何来体贴神的心意。
To learn about as we renew our strength, we learn to know God's will.
什么是体贴神的心意呢
？What is to know God's will?
我认为有以下三方面的意义。
I think there are two aspects.
乃是耶稣对我们的期待。
That is the expectation from Jesus.
第一个是跟从主的道路。
The first one is following the way of the Lord.
让我们一起来读第二十四节。
Let us read verse 24.
预备，请。
Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves, take up the cross, and follow me."
好，跟从主的道路呢，乃是神对我们的心意。
Following God's will is the God's will to us.
主的道路呢，有三方面的道路，我们要来 跟从。
Yeah, there are three ways that God wants us to follow.
第一个是舍己的道路。
The first one is a self-denial way.
耶稣对门徒说：“若有人要跟从他呢，就当怎么样？舍己。
”So whoever wants to follow me, he must deny himself.
那什么是舍己呢
？So what is the self-denial?
啊，舍己呢，在英文的意思就是拒绝或是否认自己。
So in English, it means reject or refuse yourself.
啊，我们若是被人拒绝否认，我们都觉得很难受，是不是
？We feel so hard when we are rejected or refused by someone.
你想看，你去申请。工作、求职，甚至求婚被拒绝了。
So you can imagine when you propose or when you seek for a new job, you job interview and you get refused.
请问你感觉好不好
？How do you feel? Is that good or not?
不好哈、
哦。I guess not.
那你想想，你传福音给别人这么好的东西啊，给别人拒绝了，你请问你心里滋味好不好
？So you won't feel good if you share the gospel with someone and then you get rejected.You don't feel good.
Yeah. 那被人家拒绝是常有的事情。
This is very normal things then we get rejected by.
但是我想看如果是被自己拒绝呢
?So how about that we deny ourselves?
我相信那很不容易的。
Rejected by ourselves, I think that is not really easy.
那你想怎么拒绝自己啊
?So how are we going to deny ourselves?
是不是要看清自己呢
?Is to despise ourselves?
不是哈其实。就是放下自己
is to let go,
放下自己的意见与想法
let go your own decision, your
放下自己的计划与主权
your plan and your authority and your right
但这说起来容易但是却不容易做到
easy to say but not easy to do it
因为我们总觉得自己的意见最好
because we always think our decision is the best
应该这样做应该那样做
our plan is the best to do like this to do like that
这表现在我们开会的时候
we always reflect it in our meeting
你都会看出我们很容易表达我们自己的意见想法。
We always want to express our opinion.
甚至当不同的人坚持他们的意见的时候，哇，就闹得不可开交。
So even when someone is so emphasis on his own opinion or decision, we're all in strife and we have a conflict.
请不要误会，我并不是说人的意见都不好都不对。
Okay, don't be I'm not saying that giving an opinion or sharing opinion is not right thing to do.
反而我觉得人的意见都很好，都很对。
I always think that the people's opinion or idea is good.
但是好的意见有时候并不是上帝的心意。
So sometimes a good opinion, good idea is not really God's will.
就如同比年当年，他知道耶稣要受苦啊。
Just like Peter, in that time, he knows that Jesus is going to suffer many things.
所以他就对耶稣说：“主啊，万不可如此。”
So he said to Jesus, "Never, you can never do that."
哎，我觉得彼得的意见很好，哎。
Yeah, this is a very good idea.
他爱不爱主
？So does he love Jesus?
我觉得他比其他的门徒都爱主啊。
I think he loved Jesus more than other disciples.
只是这个好的意见显然不是神的心意。
So it's okay. It's very clear. This good idea actually is not God's will.
是彼得需要放下的。
This is something that God, Peter need to let go or put down.
倘若世上我们每一个基督徒都能够操练放下自己的意见
，If we as a Christian exercise to put down, let go our our opinion.
每一个教会的同工们也都能够操练放下自己的意见。
Every church co-workers exercise to let go their opinion.
并且效法耶稣舍己的功课。
And then exemplify Jesus' way to let go.
那你猜会发生什么事
？So what will happen?
我猜有许多事情不会发生。
I think so many things will not happen.
很多今天教会发生的教会分裂、教会危机、教会冲突。之类的事就不会发生了。
Things that always happen in the churches, like church division, church crisis, and church conflict, I think all these cases will not happen.
要知道，基督的教会若是纷争不断，个人坚持己见而不妥协，这样会伤主的心呢。
Actually, it really make God broken-hearted if we create all kind of division and crisis and conflict in the churches.
不管你的意见再好再棒，也都不会讨神喜悦。
No matter how good your idea, how good your opinion is, it all make God broken-hearted.
神期待基督徒要走在舍己的道路。
God wants us to walk on the way of suffering, a way of denying ourselves.
这是为什么？当我们走在舍己的道路，其实也就是在体贴神的心意。
So that's why when we are on the way of suffering or self-denial, that actually is going together with God's will.
第二个是受苦的道路。
The second one is the way of suffering.
好，接下来说要背起他的十字架。
He said you need to take up your cross.
背负十字架并不是挂着这个十字架那么样的轻松。
Take out a cross is not like you're wearing a necklace, the cross necklace.
我看到好多人都喜欢戴这个十字架，
I've seen
背起十字架。
Yeah, wearing this.
有些是耳朵背十字架。
Sometimes they use their ear to take out the cross.
有些是用手背十字架。
Sometimes it's a bracelet with many crosses. Beautiful.
但是。真正背十字架，那是痛苦极致的象征。
But however, the real symbol of taking up the cross is a symbol of suffering.
这十字架并不是有形的荣耀的十字架。
This cross is actually is not form. It's not that. It's a form. It's not visible. Actually, it's formless and invisible.
它是一个无形的，是苦难的十字架。
This is invisible. It's a suffering cross.
象征了我们基督徒是走在一条受苦的道路。
It really reflect that how we as a Christian walk on the way of the suffering.
所以并不是像成功神学的错误教导。
It's not like the wrong teaching by the prosperity theology.
以为信耶稣就是会得到各样的好处跟福气。
So not to get the blessing, a good more benefit by believing in Jesus.
而忽略了神要我们与他一同受苦的心意。
And ignore the suffering, ignore the will of God that which is to suffer for him, for his sake, for the sake of him.
耶稣在路加九章二十三节也是这样说。
In Luke 9:34, Jesus said.
让我们一起共读。
Let us read together.
请。
Then he said to them all, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up the cross daily and follow me.
从这节当中我们看出了两件事情。
From this verse, we can see two things.
第一个是我们背的是自己的十字架而不是耶稣的。
The first one is that everyone's suffering is different. It's our cross, it's not Jesus' cross.
意思就是说，每个人的苦难都是不同的。
It means that all our suffering is different from individually different.
第二个说出了背十字架是要天天背负的。
The second thing is that the cross is to be carried every day.
这苦难不是短暂的痛，只要忍耐一下就过去了。
This suffering is not temporal, not just for a moment, but it's a long suffering.
虽然神乐意赐福他的儿女。
Yes, we know God's willing to bless His children.
但神也期待我们能够吃得苦中苦。
But God expects us to know to experience suffering.
因此，倘若你现在正在受苦
，So if you are now in the midst of suffering,
那你要为此感到高兴。
You need to be gembira, you need to be joyful at this moment.
因为你正在走在一条合乎神心意的道路了。
Because you are really walking on the path of the Lord wants you to.To be on.
第三个道路是委身的道路。
The third way is the way of commitment.
这一节二十四节最后也讲到说，背起十字架干什么？是来跟从主的。
So when you take up a cross, what would be the next action? This is to follow me.
跟从主的道路不是轻松享福、自由自在的道路。
Following me is not a very easy way. It's not an easy way to follow.
乃是充满苦难，并且要全然委身。
It's with suffering and a full commitment.
那委身的道路呢？同样的，不是一个容易的道路。
So the same way, the way of commitment is not the way of easy.
乃是必须愿意牺牲，付上代价。甚至还要放下世上的情感。
So the way of commitment is you willing to give up yourself. You have a price to pay, and you also you need to give up your emotional feeling.
特别是最后一个是更难的。
Especially the last part.
但是耶稣却是这样，之前曾经这样说。
But Jesus said this before.
在马太福音十章三十七节到三十八节。
Matthew 10:37-38.
让我们一起来攻读一遍。请。
Anyone who loves their father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves their son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever does not take up the cross and follow me is not worthy of me.
耶稣在这里所提到的这些不配做门徒的，并不是因为他们的条件不好。
It's not like the people that Jesus is talking to is so little or is not worthy.
乃是他们不愿意走委身的道路。
Only is them not willing to walk on this way of suffering or self-denial.
不能为主做出牺牲，付出代价。
Not willing to sacrifice and paying price for Jesus Christ.
这样的人或是这样的信徒，其实很多的。
We can see this kind of Christian, many of this kind of Christian.
但是我们相信信耶稣的目的。
But we believe that the purpose of believing in Christ,
并不是要只为自己找到好处。
It's not to gain a benefit for ourselves.
当我们得不到好处，我们就说信耶稣没有用。
It's not like when we don't get any benefit, we would say, believing in Jesus is not really benefit.
却不知道原来信耶稣做门徒是要走上一条委身跟随主的道路。
But as a matter of fact, believing Jesus is walking on a path of suffering, self-denial, and paying the price.
好，那什么是委身跟随主的道路呢
？So what is the way of commitment?
并不是说，比如说我们要奉献所有的金钱财物给上帝。
It's not like we just give the offering to the church or to God.
也不是天天要上教堂敬拜，整天服侍上帝。
It's not like coming to worship on Sunday.
乃是一种将自己分别为圣给主的生命。
But it is a life that we sanctify and separated from the worldly things and dedicate ourselves to our Lord.
是将自己的思想、意志、生命主权都交托给主。
It's to dedicate our soul, our being, our mind, and our right to the Lord.
立定一个志向。一生为主而活
，and then we made a decision to live our life for Him.
这就是委身跟随主的道路。
This is the way of commitment to follow Christ.
这也才是神的心意。
That is God's will.
第二个意义呢，是要得着新的生命。
The second aspect is receiving the new life from the Lord.
让我们一起来读，恭读二十五到二十六节。
Read the 25-26.
好，预备，请。
For whoever wants to save their life will love.Lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will find it. What good will it be for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul? So, or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul?
神的心意是要我们得着新生命。
God's will is for us to get a new life.
但这个生命是怎么样的生命呢？
But what kind of this new life?
是享受人生，尽情享受人生的生命吗？
This is the life that we can enjoy.
有三个生命是神的心。
There's three kinds of life.
第一个是付代价的生命。
The life of paying the price.
二十五节。
25.
他说要反救自己生命，必上吊生命。
He said that whoever wants to save their life will lose it.
但上吊生命呢，必得着生命。
But whoever loses their life will find it. For me, will find it.
这听起来好像有点矛盾。
This sounds like a little bit contradicted.
但看起来失去的反而真正得到。
Like you losing it, but actually you get it.
其实耶稣在另外在马太福音十章三十九节也是这样说。
Actually, in Matthew chapter 10:29, Jesus also said the same thing.
我们一起来共读。
He said that Whoever finds their life will lose it, and whoever loses their life for my sake will find it.
好，主让我们得着生命，不再是一个旧有老我的生命。
The life that Jesus wants us to have is not the old life.
而且不是让这个生命呢又一不断的重复延伸。
It's not the repeating the same old life.
而是拥有另外一个新生命的那种蜕变。
But actually, it's another new life. It's transforming life.There will be a life transformation.
那请问，如果是老我那个旧生命、败坏的生命，跟一个新的蜕变的人生，哪一个生命你要
？So if you can choose between the old self, old life, and the transforming life, which one you going to choose?
我们都希望得到新生命，不是吗
？We all want to have a new life.
但是要得到这新生命的过程，是要付上代价的。
In order to have this new life, we have to pay the price.
那这代价是什么呢
？So what is the price?
就是上吊生命。
That is to lose your life.
这个生命呢，可以翻译成灵魂。
This life can be translated as a soul.
所以也或是心里的欲望。
Or your desire.
说的简单一点，这就是我们之前所说的舍己。
Simply speaking.Is refer back to what we have been saying.
你要先付代价，要否认，要拒绝自己。
So if you want to pay the price, you need to deny yourself.
好像要破碎自己一样。
You need to break yourself.
但是你看哦，当你破碎彻底的破碎的时候，这样你才能够经历被主重建。
So only if your soul, your being is being broken, and you can experience God's greatness.And it will be rebuilt by the Lord.
你这样才会得到主所应许给你那个新造的生命。
So that you can have that new life that God already promised to you.
反之，你不能够先破碎自己，先舍己的，你无法经历人生的蜕变。
So if you're not going through that process of being broken, you won't experience being built by the Lord.
你顶多只是活在过去那个老我的生命。
You will live in that kind of old self, old life, old pattern.
你只能在那样的一个挫败当中一直循环而已。
You're always in the cycle of that old self pattern.
第二个生命是得益处的生命。
So the second type of life is the life to be benefited.
二十六节上半节。
Verse 26 say.
好，我们一起来读好不好
？Okay, read together. What good will it be for someone to gain the whole world if forfeited soul?
这句话的意思就是说，你就算赚再多世上的金钱、声望、地位，如果把你一生的性命都赔上了，一点用处都没有。
It means that even though you invest your whole life to gain the fame, the position of authority in this world, but you lose your own life, what the benefit you will gain?
但相反的，倘若你知道你不要这么愚昧，去追求这些财富而糟蹋自己的生命。于是将你的生命交托在神的手中，这样就有益处了。
So if you can think, if you can make a decision not to invest all your lifetime all in all the worldly things, but focusing on the Lord, you will know that your life will be benefited.
因为若要得着一个有益处的生命，光靠自己的努力是不行的。
So if you only depend on your own strength to have this.Life that is useless.
你就必须要回到那个创造生命的源头。
You need to go back to the origin of your life. That is the creator.
就如同你开的车子故障了，你进原厂保养维修。
Just like you have a broken car, and then you send your car to the workshop, to the auto shop to be repaired.
所以，当你把生命的，帮你把你的生命交给神，并不是说你懒惰在家什么事都不做。
When we dedicate ourselves to the Lord, it doesn't mean that we just be a lazy or couch potato sitting in the, without doing anything.
而是回到那个创造你生命的那位主，去明白他为你生命、你生命被造的目的与意义。
However, it's returning back to our Lord, the creator of your life, and to understand what his purpose to you, to your life.
并且以神赐下的智慧跟能力去珍惜它，去经营它。
And then we can fully use the wisdom and the strength and the gift that God already given to you to fulfill His task.
这样你就不会仅是追求或是填满这些外在的虚空的无止境的欲望与满足。
So you will not only pursue all those limited or very temporal things on this world.
而忽略了去体验那个新生命，并且活出它的丰盛。
To fulfill your own desire, but in the opposite way, you would follow God's will and to satisfy God's will.
其实我们可惜的是，其实我们看见今天世人的现象。
So we can see this is a phenomenon for most of the human being on this earth.
许多的世人整天忙碌辛勤工作。
We all labor.
就是为了投身在赚得全世界的行列。
In order that we can gain the whole world.
其实这是没有益处的。
Actually, there's no benefit.
他们以为倘若有机会赚到更多的钱，就赶快积极的去把握。
They said that if I have the chance to gain the whole world, I will go and pursue it.
机会一旦失去就不会再有了。
There's no second chance.
所以他们赶快趁着赚钱的时机大捞一把。
So there's a time to get the money, I will just go for it and pursue it.
那虽然我们看这些人态度的人生是积极的。
We know this is very initiative, they are very active.
他们愿意趁着年轻力壮，甚至就算天天加班熬夜，只要有钱赚，什么都愿意干。
They will do everything if they can gain the whole world. Even they sacrifice their time, they can work overnight, overtime, almost every day in order to get all this can benefit their life.
我告诉你，这是精神可嘉。只不过精神可嘉哈，只不过不能分辨生命的益处。
This is something can be but it's worthless.
将来身体弄坏或感叹人生苦短的时候，才后悔醒悟，就来不及了。
Normally, toward the end, they will really realize that this is really worthless. When they have a health problem, when they encounter some problem, they will understand, realize it.
最后一个生命是神要我们，神的心意是要我们活出一个有价值的生命。
The last one is he wants us to have a life with a great value.
接下来说人 还能拿什么换生命呢？
So he said, what can anyone give a change for their soul?
这里说明生命的价值乃是无可替代的。
He said the value of life cannot be replaced.
但往往我们常不懂得去衡量。
But most of the time we don't know how to measure the value of life.
我们不能够用世上任何的财富哪怕是换来一刻的生命。
We cannot use earthly wealth to measure the value of life, even one second.
可见生命的价值远胜过世上任何有价值的财物。
So the life on this earth actually is more valuable than anything on here.
我听过有人这样分析说，中国跟美国之间的生命不同的定义不同。
I heard somebody they compare between.How they see life in China and America.
中国人生命是廉价的。
So the life of being Chinese is cheap.
因为是不是因为人口太多的，所以他们轻看生命的习惯。
I don't know whether it's the number of people is so large, so they kind of despise the value of life in China.
如果你没有钱上医院，你就眼睁睁就看你这样死去。
You have no money to get into the hospital, that's why you just wait to die.
那在美国呢，是一个尊重生命的国家。
But in the United States is a place life is so valuable.
不管你的身份地位，你同样都被尊重。
No matter which position, which level of social status you are, you always respect it.
因为他们认为生命是无价的。
Because they say life is immeasurable, is valuable beyond measure.
你看到一个乞丐，如果这个一个穷乞丐，如果病危的时候送到医院，哎，还是要先救了再说。
So if you have beggars sent to the hospital, even if he has no money, but you still need to.Spend time or medicine on him.
但我认为，不管是居住在中国或在美国
，So no matter you live in China or in the state,
有些时候我们是故意在糟蹋自己的生命。
Sometimes we really mess up our own life,
因为
we purposely mess up our own life.
我们辛勤劳苦的工作，而忽略了保养顾惜自己的身体。
We really hardworking in we do our jobs so hard.But we don't know how to appreciate our body.
这就是为什么有人就感叹说，年轻的时候是用健康换取财富，那年老的时候呢？你们都知道。
So when you're youth, if you're youth time, you use your health to buy money. And when you are in your Yeah, elderly time, and you use the other way. You use your money to buy health.
但我们都知道，也许财富可以换取健康，但是财富却永远换不到生命。
So you can use wealth to buy health, but you cannot use wealth to buy life.
神让我们珍惜生命，那是因为神是用重价把我们的生命赎回来的。
God wants us to cherish our life because it's redeemed by God with a huge price.
所以我们要用一个珍惜生命的眼光。
So we need to have that appreciation attitude.
去看待神从神而来的新生命。
So to have this a new life from God.
也要去尊重世上每一个宝贵的灵魂。
So to respect all living souls on this earth.
就算那个最不起眼、最小的弟兄的生命，在神眼中也同样是无价的。
Even the least one among the all, we still need to respect and not to despise him.
另一方面，我们也要被提醒。
And another, we need to be reminded.
既然我们的生命这样的宝贵，这样的有价值，就不要轻易成为房奴、车奴、卡奴、罪奴。
So when we know that our life is so valuable, so priceless, so we don't want to be the slave of credit card, the slave of house, slave of car, or slave of money, or slave of whatever.
你一生到老到死，不断的替他卖命。那就不值得了。
You labor yourself your entire life for money, for wealth and position and all this. That's really worthless.
最后一个体贴神心意的意义乃是经历，可以经历神的作为。
The last one is to experience the mighty words of God. That is how we understand God's will.
让我们一起来共读第二十七到二十八。
Let's read together. For the Son of Man is going to come in His Father's glory with His angels, and He will reward each person according to what they have done. Truly I tell you, some who are standing here who will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming in His kingdom. There are three aspects here of God's mighty word.
This is
the Lord will return in glory.
这里讲说人要在他父的荣耀里同着众使者降临。
For here it says the Son of Man is going down to come in His Father's glory with His angels.
所以体贴神的心意就是要能够明白并且经历神大能作为的过程。
So understanding God's will is to understand the mighty, the experience the mighty word for God.
这段经文是在强调耶稣再来的应许乃是神的心意。要让世人明白。
So this verse is talking about God's second Jesus returning, and we in that perspective we understand God's will.
当基督再来的时候，是在他天父的荣耀中与众天使一起降临。
When the Son of Man Jesus Christ returns, He comes in His Father's glory with His angels.
事实上，耶稣本来就蛮有荣耀。
Actually, Jesus was full of glory.
这荣耀并不是说当他被钉十字架那一刻才得荣耀。
This is not like when he was crucified on a cross.
他从创世以前就有荣耀。
He already have this glory even before the foundation of the world.
他与圣父与圣灵是同职同尊同荣。
So he is co-substantial and ontologically same with the Holy Spirit and the Father.
然而他曾舍弃天上的荣耀。降卑来到这个世界
，But he really humbled himself and came to this world.
为我们的罪受苦受死，并且复活升天。
And then he died for our sin, and then crucified, and risen from the death, and ascended to the heaven on the third, ascended to the heaven.
在耶稣升天以前，他就应许那些跟随他的人。
So before Jesus ascended to the heaven, he promised those who follow him.
他还要再次回来。
He said he will return.
他提醒，他保证，他还要再来。
He promised and he really promised that he will return.
这就是基督徒在这世代苦难当中最大的盼望。
That is the greatest hope we as a Christian when we in the suffering and living on this earth.
我们期待救主快来。
We anticipate God's second coming.
在耶稣升天之后，整个新约也不断的重复提醒信徒。主必再来的应许。
So after the ascension of Jesus Christ, in the New Testament churches, they always emphasize on one thing, that Jesus returned and Jesus returned in the second coming, Maranatha.
尤其在最后一卷，新约最后一卷，启示录更是反复的说，主必再来。
especially in the last book of the New Testament Revelation, you repeat Maranatha, God's come, Jesus' turn comes.
主必快来,
and the Lord will come again.
启示录3章11节,
and the Revelation chapter 3,
22章7节,
chapter
2,
22, 7, 12, and 7, 12. This all explains that God wants us to know, to understand His will.
并且可以经历他的作为,
is to experience His mighty word.
特别是主要再来的应许,
especially the promise of His second coming.
一定会准确的应验,
it will be fulfilled at the right time.
我们可以去盼望他, 在他荣耀里的降临,
we,
这就是他的心意。
We can anticipate His coming back in the glory.
第二个呢, 是,
second,
主要施行审判,
the Lord will give judgment.
也在那个时候, 他要按着个人的行为报应个人。
At that time, He will reward each person according to what they have done.
主再来的目的呢, 除了是实现他的应许,
not only to fulfill His promise when He comes,
也是要施行公平的审判,
but He will bring the justice.
是按每个人在世上的行为, 根据个人所做的来得到报应。
And then they will be rewarded or be punished according to what they have done.
让那些凡为他而舍己的、受苦的、委身的, 甚至上吊生命的, 为主殉道的, 在最后的时刻, 都有一个最公平的交代。
Those who suffer for the Lord, for the sake of His name, persecuted because of Him, and when they are living on this earth, they will be rewarded.
在那个时刻, 凡是为主而活, 真正爱主, 为主受苦的, 跟那些只为自己活, 不愿意受苦, 不愿意付代价的, 他们就会有很大的区别了。
So there will be much difference between these two groups of people. One group is to suffer for Christ, persecuted for the sake of His name, living for Him. The other one is forsake the Lord, not living for Him, not willing to pay the price for Him. There are so much difference between these two groups of people.
你要知道我们世上的生命很短暂。
You know our life on this way is so temporal.
有些人出生贫困, 天天过着贫寒, 贫寒交加的生活,
somebody born in a property,
有人却天天享福, 生命浪费在无益处的宴乐当中,
some people that are so blessed that they live in the party life,
有人宁愿放弃一切所有, 甘心为主, 忍受苦楚,
and some people willing to give up and forsake and then follow the ways of the Lord,
有人却昧着良心, 天天做伤天害理的事,
somebody would do the evil thing and they cover their own conscience and then continuously do the evil things.
你看, 假设最后一刻, 他们都信主了,
so if at the end all these people they believe,
哦, 他们都上天堂了, 最后的结局都一样, 你觉得这样公平吗?
So they all go to heaven and they will have the same ending. Is that fair?
我们常常觉得, 很多人都觉得说, 我不能够接受基督徒, 基督教, 就是因为, 啊, 你们只要, 无论你做了什么多少坏事, 只要信耶稣就上天堂。
So most of you, they won't believe in the Christianity just because you said that you believe in Jesus and everybody will go to heaven. It's so unfair.
好像耶稣在最后的审判就拿一个盖章, 要么就通过, 要么就失败, 啊, 要么就通过, 要么失败, 啊, 你, 好吧, 上天堂, 你, 下地狱, 啊, 你上天堂, 啊, 你下地狱, 就只有两个选择。
Just like you only have two choices, like Jesus Christ just stamp, oh, you pass and you go to heaven, oh, you don't pass, you fail and you go to hell.
啊, 可以通过就是信耶稣, 啊, 你就通过了, 啊, 那个不信耶稣, 你下地狱。
So you believe in Jesus, you go to heaven, you don't believe in Jesus, you go to hell.
哦, 这么简单啊?
Is that simple?
那你叫一个小学生来做都行啊。
So you have an elementary kid, they will know.
我不认为是如此欸。
I don't think that is the case.
因为世人除了能得救, 还有得胜, 还有得赏。
Because not only we can save, but we need to gain a victory, but we get a reward.
将来是有不一样的, 不是都一样的结果。
We are not the same, we are treated differently.
尤其得赏更是最重要。
Especially reward.
因为在未来的生命是永恒的。
Because our life in the eternal is not temporal.
所以不要眼光狭窄, 觉得地上受苦很委屈。
Don't think that our suffering on this earth is worthless.
或是遭到不平公, 这个不公平的对待, 很冤枉。
Don't think that we are so innocent when we have we encounter some troubles and difficulties.
你将来所做的一切事情都要显明出来。
Everything that you have done will be revealed before the Lord.
有最公平的审判。
There will be a very just judgment.
因为那时我们将经历神公义的审判，是让每一个人都心服口服的。
So at that time we have a fair judgment before the Lord, and that time we all will shut our mouth without speaking anything.
因此我们不要忘记，你要为自己将来的审判，你有全部的责任。
So we account for everything that we've done on this earth in eternity.
不要被错误的预定论所迷惑了，以为都是上帝的错，都是上帝的拣选。
Don't be misled by the predestination, the concept of predestination. That everything already predestined by God, and then you save, no save. It's not really a predestination.
我不是反对预定，我是很支持预定论的。
I believe in predestination.
但是常常会让我们误会，以为我们都没有责任。
But it always confuses that we don't have a responsibility.
个人要照个人的行为。受报应。
Everybody would be rewarded or would be punished according to what they have done.
这是神的心意。
That is God's will.
最后一个明白神是主会显明他的国度。
The last one is that the Lord will reveal His kingdom.
让我们一起来攻读最后二十八节，预备，请。
28. Truly I tell you, some who are standing here will not taste that before they see the Son of Man coming in His kingdom.
耶稣对当时那些人说，他们可以在未死以前就看见神国降临。
And the people, Jesus said to the disciple that before this specific time, you will see the Son of Man coming in the glory of the kingdom of God.
这是两千年前的事哎。
That is 2,000 years ago.
他们就看见神国降临了。
So they have seen the coming of the kingdom.
奇怪了，今天两千年后的今天，我们怎么还没看见啊？
Why shouldn't we see the kingdom of God after these 2,000 years?
另外，在马可福音九章一节也这样说。
And then Mark 9:1 said here.
我们一起来读。
And he said to them, "Truly I tell you,
some who are standing here will not taste that before they see the kingdom of God has come with you." 必要看见。
With power.
大能力临到。我在那个时候，又有人站在那里的。还没死掉就可以看见了。
So at that time, people who were standing there would see the kingdom of God before the taste death.
所以圣经学家有解释说，那可能是指增增变相的事情。
So the Bible scholars explained this actually referred to the transfiguration.
也可能指耶稣复活、五旬节、圣灵降临。
You also can refer to the event of Pentecostal or the Jesus' second coming.
或者耶路撒冷被毁之时的状况。
Refer to the situation when the city of Jerusalem being destroyed.
但不管如何，神国降临并不是未来遥远的事情。
But actually, the coming of the kingdom of God is not something in the future. Happening in the future.
耶稣在这里对天国的降临的描述是一种已经开始但尚未完全应验的宣告。
So the description of Jesus to the Kingdom of God is the kingdom of God has come, but not yet.
我相信我们不必等到将来上天堂才能够经历或看见神国降临。
If not, like we can experience that kingdom of God on in the eternity, but at this time, at this moment, we can already experience that.
今天我们同样也可以经历神国降临的应许。
Actually, we can experience that promise of the coming of the kingdom of God here now at this moment.
借着他奇妙的作为，使我们体验。在地如在天的感受。
Through His power, mighty word, we can experience that kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven.
因为天堂或者说神的国不是珠光宝气的地方啊。
Because the heaven is not like a full of the wealth, pearl of the necklace or bracelet or that kind of earthly wealth things.
我常常在说，我们不要期待说我们将来到一个地方就是哇黄金。铺的到处都是，然后呢，都是珠光宝气，所有钻石、名贵的玛瑙那里的房子这样的装饰。
So don't imagine that the heaven we're going to is full of the material thing, the things that like we see on this earth, with the bracelet, jewelry, or the all kind of good stuff.
然后每次我们经过珠宝店的时候，我们看就，我才不屑看这些，我将来我的家比这个更多。酸葡萄心买不起就这样
I don't know how to translate this word. So we have a sour heart when we pass by the jewelry shop. We say, I don't really care about all this because I've got more jewelry at home. Actually, that is kind of jealous or sour heart.
Yeah. 你想有一天我们上天堂, 还要在那攀比, 哎, 我的家的钻石比你家多, huh?
Do you think that we still compare how big our my diamond compared to you when we're in heaven?
我的皇冠比你还大,
so you see, my
荣耀的冠冕比你还大,
my crown, my glory is kind of bigger and more mightier than it's mightier than you. Do you think that is the case when we're in heaven?
我不认为是这样,
I don't really think so.
什么是天堂?
So what actually is heaven?
我相信有主同在的地方才是天堂。
I think wherever you have the presence of God, that is the heaven.
相反的是，没有神同在的地方就是地狱。
In opposite way, wherever you have no presence of God, that is a hell. That is not heaven.
所以你可以天天经历神的同在，经历神国的降临。
So you can experience the presence of God every day, as well as the kingdom of God.
这也就是经历神的作为。
That is how to experience the mighty word of God.
这是神的心意，是期待我们去经历的。
This is God's way that he desires us to experience.
最后
，conclusion，
原来体贴神的心意，并不是在众多选项当中去挑最好的哪一个。
So actually, understanding God's way is not to choose out of many choices.
而是一生跟随主。 得着新生命,
so God's way actually is to sacrifice your self-denial life and to commit yourself to the Lord, and we can experience God's work.
除非我们能够体贴神的心意，否则我们即便能够重新得力，
only if we understand God's will. Otherwise, even we renew our strength being renewed, it's still worthless.
让我们一生所追求的目标不再是体贴自己的心意。
We hope that the purpose of life on this earth is to understand God's will.
于是我们就要开始在生活中去操练神对我们的期待。
So we need to exercise to discern, anticipate what God's expectation in my life.
你要先有舍弃才会有得着。
You have to lose your life, and then you will gain. You will have gain.
你先要付出，你才会有收获。
You need to give, and then you have a come.
你先要摆上，你才会有祝福。
You dedicate, and you will be blessed.
正如你先有流泪撒种，你才会有欢呼收割。
Just as you are sowed in tears, you will have a harvest.
你先有献上五饼二鱼，你才能够经历饱足，会众得饱足的神迹。
Only if you give 5 loaves and 2 fish, and you will be a blessing to more people. People will be full.
你先有打破玉瓶， 才会发生香膏抹主那馨香的祝福。
You break the jar of myrrh, and you can anoint the Lord Jesus Christ.
事实上，体贴神的心意并不是多难的事情。
Actually, understand God's way is not it's not the difficult things.
只要你知道神的期待是什么。
Only if you understand God's expectation, what God's expectation is.
那就是走跟随主的道路。
That is how to walk on the path of the Lord.
那就是得着新的生命。
That is to gain the new life.
那就是能够经历神的作为。
That is how to experience His mighty work.
这就是体贴神的心意了。
That is all about God's will.
但前提是你要愿意为主舍己。
But the presupposition here, the foundation is you need to deny
yourself.
You need to suffer for Him.
并且愿意委身于主吗？
And willing to commit your life to Him.
你愿意为此付上代价，得这个新生命，去珍惜它，去善用它吗？
Are you willing to commit yourself, pay the price, and to serve Him?
你愿意经历神国降临，而谨慎自守，迎接救主再来？
Are you really guarding yourself, as we anticipate His certain coming?
并为将来的审判做好预备吗？
And then we prepare ourselves for the judgment in eternity.
我们一生很快就过去。
Our life on this earth can pass so quick.
我盼望我们每一个人都能够珍惜生命。
I hope that everyone here, we all appreciate and cherish our own life.
不要再走自己的生命。
Don't walk on your own path.
不要再走自己的道路。
Don't walk on your own way of life.
我相信神要带领你的是一条
I believe that God wants to lead you into a very different life path.
让我们一起同心努力， 来体贴，来满足神的心意，你们说好不好？
It's okay that we all anticipate to understand God's will in our life.
好，最后我们一起来回应神的路。
God's will.
请起立，我们一起来唱神的路。来，神的路。